Last time on Left Behind.
Officials say the fingerprints found on the gun are those of former pilot Rayford Steele.
I was afraid of this.
Rayford? Conspiracy? Boy, the GCR really reaching on this one.
Hello?
Mr. Steele, where are you?
Lucas, I've been waiting for your call.
In the heat of battle, killing the enemy has never been considered murder.
Why don't they just call Rayford the shooter already?
Listen, in public, they do.
But in private, David, they're still looking.
John, is there a reason you're lying on the floor?
Oh, Doc!
Gemma, my friend!
I knew you'd come!
Based on The Indwelling, the seventh book in the best-selling series, Tyndale House Publishers proudly presents Episode 76 of the dramatic audio edition of Left Behind.
Mr. Merrick!
Over here!
Oh, get in!
Thanks for the lift.
Oh, it's no problem, my friend.
Why are we going south?
I don't know where that GC car is going, but I'll go the other way for now. Oh, Demetrius here has a friend in the country nearby.
A brother?
Of course.
Demetrius? Rayford Steele. You can call me Ray.
Demetrius, I am your brother in Christ.
So, during this period of history, God will pour out... Here it is.
And you were just praying when this happened?
I was praying for your father.
What did this voice say?
This, right here, from the prophet Joel. I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions... I'm not sure whether I am the former or the latter.
Uh-huh, but...
Dear one, the best is yet to come. Think of your father and our compatriots overseas when you hear this. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Chloe, I don't know how many of us, or if any of us, will survive until the glorious appearing. But I am claiming the promise of this passage, that our beloved will all return safely to us this time.
Yeah. In spite of the GC?
In spite of everything.
Oh. Is there anything in there that says when the phones will start working again?
The Landtech network is currently unavailable.
Come on.
Message.
May I help you?
Yeah, I'm trying to get to Gary, Indiana.
Well, it looks like Hammond's the best I can do, and that would be very late tonight.
Okay. Try Chicago. O'Hare and Mick's still closed?
And Midway. Kankakee, any help?
Perfect. When?
If we're lucky, you'll be on the ground by midnight. Name?
Donna Clendenin.
Hey.
Wait a second, how'd you know it was me? I put a block on the ID.
At this hour, only somebody I love would be calling me. What's up?
I'm so tired, I can't sleep. What are you doing?
Well, I'm looking for another safe house.
States?
Yeah.
Pick a nice one, with a white picket fence and a big yard.
Why?
We might be there someday.
We might be there next week.
You could send them to Chicago. Of course, they'd glow in the dark, but they'd be safe.
You know, I was just looking at that.
I was just kidding.
I know, but why not?
How about because it was evacuated?
Yeah, but why?
Because they nuked it.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, wait, here it is. Center for Disease Control urged the nuke's conclusion after dozens died of what appeared to be radiation poisoning. Bodies in the streets.
They had to have probes to test the rad levels.
Yeah, but from this article, it looks like the tests were inconclusive.
David, people got out of there because their friends were dying.
Well, wouldn't you?
You bet. And who'd risk being wrong on something like that?
Well, me and the rest of the Trib Force.
You can't be serious.
Oh, sure. Yeah, here it is. The perfect candidate. Skyscraper built by Thomas Strong.
Insurance guy.
Yeah, it's 5 years old, 80 stories, except the top 26 are kind of hanging in midair.
David, you can't send them into the city.
I'm going to hack into the blueprints. This could be perfect. Who would go to Chicago if they thought it was a nuclear wasteland?
That's my point.
Yeah, except what if it's not? What if it's just a scare job?
Why would the GC...
Wait, hang on. I'm getting something here. Oh, it's from Fortunato.
What is it?
Fortunato's renaming the United Holy Land States. Okay, it says, The new name of the region shall be the United Carpathian States in honor of the slain leader. The Supreme Commander has not announced a successor to his own role as potentate of the region, but such a move is expected under the likelihood that the Supreme Commander be drafted into service as the new global community potentate.
His Excellency Leon.
If he wants it, he better hurry.
Yeah.
I wasn't told about this.
What?
Well, the satellites are back online.
Well, that's good news, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Why? What's wrong?
I can't figure out why I was asked to take the satellites offline, but somebody else was asked to put them back on.
We were praying for you, Mr. Steele, at the very moment you called. We thought you might need asylum. It appears you also need a rest.
Is it that obvious?
You may stay here as long as you wish, but I also want to offer you my services.
Your services?
At the risk of sounding forward, God has blessed and gifted me.
Here is your tea.
Thank you.
I've been looking forward to this.
Stay with us, Lucas.
Yes.
Oh, no. You two need to talk. I will be in the kitchen.
My primary gift is evangelism. Mind you, when I use the word gift, I mean just that. But we have also been bestowed unusual teaching and pastoring skills. But most fascinating to me, Mr. Steele, is a gift I would not have thought to ask for nor imagined was available. It is discernment.
I'm not sure I follow.
I don't want to alarm you. God has given me the ability to discern the needs of people. You are broken before God at this very moment. I have no idea whether you shot Nikolai Carpathia. But I discern your brokenness. And it is because you have sinned.
Yes.
We are all sinners. Yours was a sin of pride and selfishness. It was not a one-time occurrence, but a pattern of behavior, of rebellion. I am not here to chastise you or to test you. I sense a need to tell you that your feelings of having returned to God are accurate. He would have you not wallow in regret, but rejoice in his forgiveness. He wants you to believe beyond doubt that your sins he will remember no more. Go and do his bidding in the short season left to you.
God. Thank you. Thank you.
Welcome home. Welcome to peace. All is forgiven. Come, you need rest. Use the couch. It is all we have to offer, and is far from luxurious. But your soul will not care. It is the most tired.
Thank you. Thank you.
Please, does that light come on?
I've had a long day.
Yeah, I imagine you have. But first I want to see this walking, breathing miracle. You look healthier than I've ever seen you.
I've been working out every day.
While your house staff all thought you were on death's doorstep.
If they only knew what I was doing in my workshop every morning before dawn.
Actually, I was just in your workshop.
Had you looked deep into the closet, you would have seen my exercise equipment. Dumbbells for toning, stationary bike for a hard workout. I even had a rowing machine. Then it was back inside the blanket, into the chair, and back to my quarters for a shower. They thought I was remarkably self-reliant for an old man suffering from a debilitating stroke. I fooled even you, did I not?
Yeah, even me.
Are you offended?
Of course I'm offended, Haim. Why would you do that to your staff and to me?
Cameron, I could not involve you in my scheme.
I'm involved now. I saw how Carpathia died.
Oh, you did you? I shall have to chastise Yakov. I was counting on him to come find me. My other clothes were in the back of the van, and I had a reservation at a small inn under an alias. We can still use it if you can get me there.
In your pajamas?
I have a blanket in the tree.
Really?
You see, I'm ready for anything.
Not everything.
What do you mean?
I'll try to get you to your hotel, and I may have to hide out there for a while myself, but I have some rather troubling news, And I'll only tell you once you're there.
Cameron.
And only after you tell me everything about what happened on the platform.
When Yakov did not arrive, I assume because of the panic caused by the gunshot, I leaned on that control stick and headed for the back of the platform. I rolled out of the chair at the last instant, and it went flying. I tossed my blanket over the side and, using a support beam, did a rather nice vault over the security fence. I have scrapes on my inner thighs that may take some time to heal, but it was worth it.
Was it?
It was.
Let's grab that blanket, huh? Maybe we can find a cab.
Hello?
Yes,
this is Donna Clendenin.
I'm sorry. I'm calling on behalf of Mr. Marvin Berry.
Yes, yes. Are you calling from Greece?
Yes, yes, I am. And you have friends here. But first, what is it that those with demons filled cannot say?
Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, and he will return in the flesh.
Amen. Happy to finally reach you. Rayford is sleeping, but needs to know you're safe.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but if the phones are now working, I have an emergency call to make. Tell Rayford that I'm almost home and he'll need to find Buck.
I will tell him as soon as he awakens.
Former employee and pilot for Nikolai Carpathia, Rayford Steele.
Yes?
Leon, it's Leah.
Leah, it's so good to hear your voice. We have been unable to reach...
Listen, they released Patty from Buffer.
From where?
She's in the States, and I'm pretty sure the GC are following her.
She is in good health, then?
She's fine, Sion. The problem is she may lead them to you. You have to get out of there.
But we have nowhere else to go.
Then at least get underground.
Yes, we should do that.
I'm on my way. If I can get near the safe house, I'll call and let you know if anyone's watching the place. Otherwise, I'm going to try to stay on Hattie's trail.
How will you find her?
Honestly, I have no idea.
Chloe, are you awake?
Morning.
No, it's not morning, Kenny.
What?
Chloe, I'm sorry to wake you. It's me.
What's wrong?
Leah just called. We may be in danger.
The GC? They're here?
Not that we know of. Mommy. Listen, I've moved my things downstairs. If you will take Kenny, I'll bring the crib and whatever else you might need.
Has she heard anything from Dad?
Please, we can talk when we're downstairs. Hurry! All right. I believe that's all we'll need. Try to get some rest, Chloe.
Oh, come on. Did Did she say anything about Dad?
We only talked briefly. I assume since she said nothing that she has had no contact.
And Buck?
Please, get some rest.
All right. We're going to work with no news being good news. Ooh, make sure you seal up that freezer. I know it's to keep people out, but phew.
I already have it secured. Since we had to climb through it to get down here, I suspect the smell will stay with us for a while.
Mommy. Go back to sleep, Kenny.
Morning.
No, it's not morning. We're going to sleep now, okay?
Hey, Chloe, how about if he watches TV with me until he falls asleep again?
Okay, sorry.
Oh, Tion, that would be wonderful.
Come on. TV, do you want to watch with me?
I don't really.
We're going to watch my show.
Yes.
My show. My show is about the news. It may not be interesting to you. Just sit back, my friend. Here is your drink. Oh, look. You know, Kenny, your mother and father love you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, Uncle Tsion loves you as well. Uncle Tsion loves you as well.
So why didn't you just go straight to the hotel?
A desk clerk would surely recognize me. I was counting on Yakov to get me in. Now, I'm counting on you.
Hey! Taxi! Why'd you come back to the bar?
I couldn't think of any other place you might look except at my home, and I didn't expect you to risk that. I don't think anybody's there anyway. I haven't been able to raise them.
They are there. Time.
Then why don't they answer? Did you see Yakov there? I expected he would call me.
Hang on. I see a cab at the end of the block. Wait till I get there, then follow with the blanket over your face.
What?
You working?
150 nicks.
100. And my father's contagious.
Not contagious.
Okay, 150.
Where is he?
He's coming this way with the blanket over his head. You know the hotel, the night visitors?
I know. You keep old man in bag and don't breathe on me.
Don't try to talk, father. And don't cough on this nice young man.
Yeah, get in. I decide now. Time to hurry.
It's dark. Are they closed?
Only for now. Probably open again at dawn. 1:50. I gotta go.
Wait until I see if I can wake anybody.
Don't leave him in here. I got to go. Money now.
You'll get your money when we get a room. Hey, it's working. Hello? Lucas!
Get this man out of my cab!
Just a minute!
50 more nicks.
He's there with you? How am I supposed to... Well, does he know he's wanted here? What about Leah? Good, yeah, that's good. We need a way out, but there's no way he can risk coming back here. Listen, Lucas, his face is on international TV every few minutes. Do you know anyone who can give him a new look? All right, thanks, Lucas. All right, I'll call Chloe.
Now go! No more this man in my cab!
All right, relax, buddy. Here. Come on, father, here. We'll see if we can wake anybody. We have a reservation.
You'll have a bullet if you don't shut up. We close at midnight and open again at 6.
You're up now, so give us our room.
You lost your room when you didn't show up. Who are you, Tengvold or Goldman?
Who are we? Do I look like a Tengvold?
Goldman. And my father's sick. Let us in.
We are full.
You're lying. Come on. You held two rooms till you went to bed and then gave them both away?
Leave me alone.
I'll knock until you let us in.
I'll shoot you if you knock once more.
He turned out the lights.
You are so a dead man.
Just open up and give us a room.
500 nicks. Cash.
Let me see the key.
Around back, third floor.
If I didn't need the money, I'd have shot you.
You're welcome.
Feels like I've slept for 3 days. Huh? Lucas, we've got company. You expecting anyone?
No, it's all right. Come, join us for breakfast, eh?
Well, I'm just going to shave.
No, don't shave, Mr. Steele.
Well, it's been several days.
Oh, trust me. I'll explain later.
Okay.
Oh, Mr. Steele, this is Adon.
Yes, sir.
Rayford Steele, pleased to meet you.
Oh, he speaks no English, but as you can see, he is the brother.
I see.
Oh, please, sit, eat.
Thanks, I will. I'm starving.
I asked the Don to help us. He is an artist, a skilled craftsman, and to be honest, some of the tools of his trade which he has brought with him today could land him in some very serious trouble if they were discovered.
This is the last of it.
What is all this? Computer? Printer? Hair clippers?
No, Rayford, we think it would be best to make you bald.
What?
Bald?
Totally?
And then will come the dye. He will color your beard. Do you wear glasses?
Contact.
Oh, not any longer. We will have some very authentic-looking documents for you in a little under an hour.
Well, I appreciate that.
And when we're through, Pastor will ride back to Ptolemy with him, and I will drop you at Kozani. I called ahead to have your fuel tanks topped off.
Father Cruz?
Father Cruz.
Maybe if you could leave just a little, yeah, on top. oh, boy.
This Thomas Strong building, it's got a lot of potential. Totally solar-powered.
David, I'm still worried about...
All the original probe readouts are negative on radiation. Of course, I'm changing them all to read positive, right off the scale. And I'm even able to access the security cameras in the area.
Oh.
Annie, if we could get the stateside force there... I've got an incoming call.
I'll hold.
Director Acid.
David, Walter Moon, Director of Security. I need your help.
Oh, yes, Director. What can I do for you?
It seems our adult friends in the telecommunications wing failed to bring the video discs back from the Gila. We've now located and secured them.
How can I help?
They want to fly them back commercially. I explained to them I don't want them out of GC hands for 1 second.
Oh, you want us to send a plane?
Exactly.
All right. Have your people at the hangar by 10 this morning.
Excellent.
I'm glad I could help.
Who is that?
That was Walter Moon. I've got to find the video disc copy machine.
What for?
Well, Abdullah doesn't know this yet, but he'll need one later this morning.
It's this readout here, sir. The entire area has been evacuated, and we still see a power draw from this section.
How can you be sure it's not leftover lights, refrigerators, whatever?
Well, if it were appliances and lights, there'd be a slow decrease in draw. We were actually seeing an increase.
Why are the lines still hot?
Well, you tell me.
What do you mean?
Well, your boss tells my boss that there are important intelligence resources in there, ones that require electricity.
Huh. News to me.
Yeah, right.
So can GCPNL isolate the source?
We could have gotten real close, but a couple of hours ago, that sector went dead.
They pulled the plug.
Looks that way.
I want a copy of this forwarded to Walter Moon in New Babylon. I think he'll be interested in seeing this.
Can do.
And you're certain about the general vicinity of the power draw?
Absolutely, sir. Mount Prospect, Illinois.
Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is based in part on the book The Indwelling by Tim LaHaye and Jerry B. Jenkins and has been adapted for radio by Chris Fabry, music by Steve Wick, sound design by Glenn West, directed and produced by Todd Bastide. Left Behind, the dramatic audio series, is a production of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.